Chapter 6. In a Rut. He'd warned Cesare that he was going to lose control. He'd made sure that he was perfectly aware of the person he was going to turn into during his rut. Hopefully the Omega wasn't surprised when Jafar practically sprinted back to their bedroom. He at least cradled Che's head when he tossed him onto the bed. There was no excusing the speed at which Jafar undressed them, though. He was fairly certain that he'd ended up shredding most of Cesare's clothes. "I'll buy you more," he grunted a second before he pounced. He captured Che's mouth, thrusting his tongue into Cesare's mouth while he grinded their pelvises together. The Omega tasted divine, but even better were the little moans and whimpers that escaped from between their lips. The kisses were nice, but he needed more. Jafar grabbed Cesare's leg, wrapping it around his hip, before sliding his hand up to dig his fingers into Cesare's plush ass. Cesare might still be skinnier than Jafar liked, but his ass was magnificent. "Fuck, baby, you're so sexy," he panted, licking a stripe up Che's neck. "You smell so good, taste so good." "Ah," Cesare moaned, clinging to Jafar like he might float away at any second. "I need you, Jafar. I've waited so long." "I've got you, baby," he answered. He trailed his hand lower to Cesare's hole. Trying to push a finger in, he found it almost bone dry. Cesare noticed too. He whimpered and covered his face with his hand. "I want this," Cesare said, his voice trembling on the verge of tears. "I swear I want this." "It's okay, baby," Jafar gave him a reassuring smile. "I said that I'd take care of you." "If you just grab some lube, I'll be fine." "Shh," Jafar soothed. He kissed a trail down Cesare's chest, running his teeth over the slight swell. His frantic research on his phone last night had suggested that this was a possibility. Postpartum hormones meant that Omegas didn't produce as much slick, but that just meant that Jafar had to put in a little more effort. And his alpha was more than happy for a challenge. Che's honey scent deepened the lower Jafar moved. He could tell that the Omega was in a war of emotions, embarrassed over his body's reaction, needy for Jafar's touch, and happy bliss from the pleasure Jafar was already giving him. Jafar would make sure that the third was all he'd feel soon. Pressing Cesare's thighs high, Jafar dove for his prize. He nuzzled against Cesare's cock, taking a deep breath of sweet honey and making Cesare tremble beneath him. Cesare was hard, but Jafar ignored his cock. He dipped lower, licking a line straight down to his hole. He swirled his tongue around Che's rim, feeling every ridge and dip of the tight muscle. Sweet honey bloomed around him, and Jafar was rewarded with a tiny gush of slick. Jafar took it. He speared his tongue and pushed into the furrow. The sound Cesare made was glorious, and Jafar sent a silent prayer of thanks for his home's soundproofing. Cesare's squeals echoed around the room, and he writhed under Jafar's mouth. Thankfully, he wasn't writhing to get away. No, Cesare had reached down, gripping Jafar's head tight while he arched into his lips. Jafar's alpha preened. Cesare never asked for anything, but this he wanted. This he needed. "Please, please, 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 please." Jafar could probably stroke him. Cesare was trembling so hard that just the mildest attention to his cock would probably make him fall apart. But Jafar wanted him to come this way. If Cesare was adamant about taking his knot, then he wanted him relaxed, wet, and pliant. As much as his alpha wanted to fuck Cesare more than he wanted his next breath, he'd chop off his own cock before he hurt Cesare. Alternating between dipping his tongue in and sucking against Cesare's rim, Jafar fucked him with his tongue until Cesare's thighs quivered around his ears. Cesare came with a sob and flooded Jafar's mouth with slick. He wanted to lick up every drop of sweet honey until he remembered that he had other uses for it. With one final lick to Che's fluttering rim, Jafar started to crawl up Cesare's body. Gone were the bruises, and Jafar could barely see Che's ribs through his skin anymore. The fact that Cesare was healing was almost as satisfying to Jafar's alpha as the taste of slick on his tongue, but he still kissed the unblemished skin over every place where Cesare had been bruised. As his lips made contact with each place, it felt like the shadows evaporated off of Jafar's soul. Shy, tentative hands grasped his face. "That was wonderful," Cesare said with a blush. "You didn't have to." "I wanted to," Jafar said. "Because of hormones?" Cesare asked, his smile a little hopeful. "Maybe," Jafar grinned. He looked up the subtle curves of Cesare's chest until they were nose to nose. "If you're going to help me with my rut, the least I could do is make it good for you." Cesare bit his lip, but his face glowed with happiness. "Anything would be good with you," Cesare murmured. Wrapping his legs and arms around Jafar, he said, "Make love to me, Jafar, please." Love. That was a tricky word, but Jafar wouldn't let himself think about it, or think about why it didn't bother him so much. He lined himself up and plunged inside. He tried to go slow, but all of his diligent preparation had made Cesare so soft and wet. He slid right in to the hilt. He was so perfect, so right. Hadn't Jafar's alpha been telling him for weeks that this was his omega? But if he'd known that Cesare's ass would squeeze him so perfectly, or that he'd feel so hot around his cock, Jafar probably wouldn't have been so patient. It was a good thing he hadn't known. It was a good thing that Jafar had made sure that he was wet and relaxed, because Jafar couldn't go slow. His hips pistoned and plunged, claiming Che the way that his body had craved for weeks. His lips feasted on Che's skin, tracing his neck, collarbone, ear, anything he could reach. Cesare let out the most delectable shiver when his tongue made contact with Che's mating bond, and Jafar could feel the sensation go straight to his cock. He did it again, and Cesare groaned, shivers going all the way to his core. Jafar couldn't stop himself. He licked, nipped, sucked against the mark until Cesare was practically vibrating. It was too good. Jafar's knot was inflating, growing larger each time Cesare trembled. He was so close and Cesare was so perfect, opening his mouth wide over Cesare's mating gland. "Don't bite me," Cesare panted. "Please." The words broke through Jafar's haze, and at the last minute he diverted his aim and sank his canines into the back of his own hand. Even the searing pain wasn't enough to hold back his climax. His knot locked them together, and Jafar released 6 weeks of sexual frustration into Cesare. Weeks of dreaming were nothing compared to the real thing. He could barely feel the blood dripping down his wrist. The pleasure was so amazing. Cesare was shaking, too, but something was wrong. "Ah, fuck. Sorry, babe," he grunted. "It's okay. That was beautiful," Cesare said, tears in his eyes. "I'm sorry about..." "Shh," Jafar soothed him. Sliding a hand between them, he started to stroke Cesare's hard cock while he grinded his knot deep. "You were perfect. You are perfect."
"We were already even," Cesare argued, but his breath was catching on every word. "You've already done so much for me."
"I like doing this," Jafar growled. He couldn't look away from Cesare as he slowly fell apart. His thick eyelashes fluttered, and a blush broke out over his cheekbones. "Haven't you figured it out yet? I'm going to take care of you." Tears spilled out of Che's eyes, and his back arched. Knowing he was on the precipice, Jafar leaned forward and sucked hard on his mating gland. Cesare exploded, shaking like a leaf as he cried out. The pulsing around his cock damn near killed him. If he wasn't already knot deep in Che, he would have come then and there. Was it possible to come twice on the same knot?
"Fuck, Che," he panted, the stimulation around his cock making him see stars.
"You already did," Che gasped, and then let out a burble of laughter. Jafar arched up and looked down at Cesare. He looked so damn happy.
maybe a little cock drunk, but blissfully happy. 3 months. They were 6 weeks in, halfway through their little experiment. But Jafar knew that he wouldn't be able to let him go in 6 lifetimes, let alone 6 weeks. Cesare was exhausted. It was probably a bad idea for them to have their first time during Jafar's rut. Also, what idiot gave alphas this much stamina during their ruts? Cesare barely had the energy to walk to the bathroom during his heats, but Jafar was vibrating with excess energy, even as they lay knotted together after their third round. But at least Jafar was kind. He wasn't the type of alpha that just looked for a hole to stick his knot in. Jafar seemed to get off on giving him pleasure. He wasn't satisfied until Cesare had at least 2 orgasms for every one of his own. It was amazing, but also left Cesare a quivering, exhausted mess. He was pretty sure he'd had more orgasms in the past 24 hours than in the past 20 years of his life combined. Maybe that was why, when Serafina's cries rang through the baby monitor, Cesare burst into tears. "Hey, Auntie, what's wrong?" Jafar said, wrapping his arms tightly around him. "I'm just tired," Cesare sobbed, "and happy and hormonal, and now she's crying." "Shh, it's okay." Jafar peppered his temple with kisses. "I'll help you." "I'm happy. I swear I'm happy." But he couldn't stop the tears. His sobs refused to cease and got even worse when Jafar was able to pull his knot out. "It's okay." Jafar pressed a firm kiss to his lips and grasped his face with both hands. "I'm going to go get Serafina. Get comfortable." Cesare tried to crawl out of the bed. He should be the one dealing with Serafina. She was his daughter and Jafar was in his rut. But Jafar simply reached out and pressed him back into the bed. "Get comfortable. I'll get Serafina," Jafar said firmly. Cesare struggled to wipe his face and sit against the headboard. He didn't know why he was crying so much. This was everything that he had wanted. He was so damn happy. Why was he crying? Serafina was wailing when Jafar returned. At least he'd had the foresight to throw on boxers, but Cesare didn't have the energy. Stooping, Jafar grabbed the breastfeeding pillow and handed it to Cesare. Waiting for Cesare to get settled, Jafar bobbed and cooed, expertly soothing Serafina. It just made Cesare sob louder. "Why am I crying?" Cesare wailed. "Because you are tired," Jafar said, handing Serafina to him. "And just had a baby." His arms were so weak that he could barely hold her. Thankfully, he didn't need to. Jafar climbed behind him and helped Cesare get into position. His arms felt so strong and warm around Che as Jafar held Serafina in place. It felt so perfect. Che, his daughter, and his mate all wrapped up together. A few extra tears dripped down his face when he remembered that Jafar wasn't his mate. 3 months. Cesare could have this dream for 3 months. He deserved that much, right? And it was a beautiful dream. Strong arms wrapped tightly around him, the scents of sandalwood and honey, a pleased alpha nuzzling against his neck. Feeling safe and loved, Cesare fell asleep in his mate's arms. As amazing as nodding Cesare had been, nothing in the world had ever soothed Jafar's rut like Cesare dozing in his arms while Serafina suckled at his breast. He'd been concerned when Cesare had started sobbing, despite his repeated protests that he was happy. But the doctor had repeatedly warned them that postpartum emotions were a roller coaster. Cesare had been so tightly wound after Serafina's birth that the only emotions he'd shown were nerves and shy happiness. Maybe he was starting to relax now? Gently rubbing his nose against Che's neck, he took a deep breath of happy omega. There was just a hint of nerves and sadness, but it was overwhelmingly happy. The happiest that Cesare had ever smelled in their short acquaintance. It made Jafar ridiculously happy, too. It was a little strange, just how content it made his alpha feel to see them like this, to hold Cesare while he fed Serafina. Was this a lactation kink? It didn't feel sexy, don't get him wrong. He was definitely looking forward to knotting Cesare at his next possible opportunity, but the feeling he got while he watched Cesare nurse was different. He felt warm and at peace, like this was right. This was what his life was supposed to be like. Jafar didn't feel like an asshole when he was with Che. He didn't feel alone when he held Serafina. He didn't feel cold and heartless when he had his family in his arms. He felt whole. Cesare awoke with a pitiful groan when Serafina finished. "Let me take her," Jafar said, already sliding out to take the baby. "She needs to feed on the other side," Cesare whimpered, but he was already turning to cuddle into the pillow. Jafar paid him no mind. They developed a rhythm when he wasn't working. He'd change Serafina in between sides. Supposedly, it allowed Che to use the restroom or grab a snack, but Jafar secretly loved it. This was his special time with Serafina. Cesare kept saying it was gas, but Jafar swore that she was smiling at him. Serafina didn't think he was an egotistical dick. She loved him. She loved her Uncle Jafar. That made his nose scrunch in distaste. He chewed his lip as he started to change her nappy. "Daddy?" No, that was the name Cesare used. "Dad?" No, that seemed too cold and grown up. "Baba?" That's the name his classmates back home had used for their fathers. "What do you say, Habibti? Do you like Baba?" Serafina released a burble of happiness and jerked her limbs in a little dance. He'd take that as a yes. Leaning over, he pressed a kiss to her forehead, breathing in her sweet scent, so reminiscent of her daddy's with a slight woodsy undertone. "Baba loves you, Habibti."